Hey, and welcome to the Carmen Johnston Gardens podcast. I'm Carmen Johnston, and I'm a garden lifestyle expert with over 13 years of experience in landscape design and events. I'm excited to bring you practical gardening tips for indoor plants, herb gardens, container gardens, my favorite, landscape design, amazing products, and so much more. Join me for ways to incorporate your garden into your kitchen and your home. I'll be providing you easy and beautiful entertaining tips, DIYs, planner tricks, floral design, and all kinds of fun recipes. I love to make gardening truly accessible and fun. No need to take notes as you listen. You'll find videos and resources that accompany each episode at CarmenJohnstonGardens.com. Now let's get busy and get our hands in the dirt. But this is the moment that clients are super excited about because we get to see kind of what we like to call like the master concept first pass of they've taken all this information from like the client profile, from all sorts of different input that they've asked from us, and they've put it together. But one of the neatest tools that I think that puts Andrea and Meredith and sets them apart is they have this really cool tool called Canvas. And so they came over to the house and they I'm going to call it scan the house. What do you call it?
Yeah, it's a, so what it is a 3D scanner. So it's
So for our people that are listening on podcasts real quickly, it's Canvas, C-A-N-V-A-S, and it's, what'd you say?
It's a 3D scanner.
A 3D scanner, okay.
It's just this camera that attaches to an iPad. And so for years when we started a renovation project, we would have to go in and hand measure the house.
I mean, I remember watching you do that. Like everything had to be measured by hand. And you really,
right.
There was no room for error.
No.
Like it had to be perfect.
And it took hours.
Hours.
We would
hours.
Half a day spend at a house measuring everything. Every room, overall size, down to the placements of each window, size of trims, all that had to be documented so that we could draw it into our floor plan and make a set of blueprints. So this is fairly new technology that we've invested in that saves us a lot of time and our clients a lot of money because we can, in an hour, scan an entire house that would have normally taken half a day to measure. And we have all of the information.
So literally what she did was she took the iPad and scanned every single aspect of every room.
Right.
And it was the coolest thing. You could watch this. And we'll share some more videos of this later on. But it was the neatest thing because you could actually see like what you were scanning.
Right. And so the great thing about this is that it allows us to keep all of that information. So all of our projects are saved here, and I can go back into your house as we're working through and say, okay, now how is that laid out? And we can go back in and,
oh, that's our front door.
Right.
Yeah.
And basically re-walk through the house and re-reference the architecture.
So this is huge for a lot of people because this saves, like what I think what's so important for people to know is time, which equals money.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the amount of hours that you would have to spend for somebody to do this. And what was also cool about this is that we have the original blueprint.
Right. Which is great.
Which is so cool. They actually had an architect out of Atlanta that designed our home. And what's neat is like they can match up this to the actual, and this is an as-built plan.
Right, but even in a new construction house
that's
been built, let's say, 5 years ago, and we're going in and they say, I have my plans, we would still remeasure because there's always site changes in construction, and the chances of that house being built exactly right. the way those plans are.
Because you're right, that's not an as-built. Because they made changes to our original plan.
I mean, you know, for whatever reasons, maybe somebody changed their mind, or maybe they get in there and something doesn't work quite right. And so there's little slight changes, but that can affect what we're trying to do.
Right.
So having this is a wonderful reference, but we still always go back and collect the information from the physical house to compare. So what we do is take these 3D scans, and Canvas merges all of them together and sends it back to us, and SketchUp is
And tell everybody what SketchUp is. So for our people that are on our podcast, SketchUp is literally SKETCH-UP.
Right.
So SketchUp.
Right. And so you hear architects and, you know, on TV shows about home renovations, people talking about AutoCAD a lot. Mm-hmm. And so that gets used kind of as a blanket term. AutoCAD is an actual brand name program that is a lot more technical than this. Which we learned in design school, but that's really geared more for like huge architecture firms and things like that. So this is all...
So y'all, this is our house.
Right.
Gunnar, can you see that?
This is the floor plan. And so what SketchUp does is allows us...
So that's the original plan, right?
Yes.
Right, that's the original floor plan.
Ooh, Tommy. So we... This gives us a reference of what is there now and allows us to take it and manipulate this floor plan into what we want it to become.
So that's like a 3D model, which I think is, I mean, Tommy, don't you think it's so neat that we can actually see that?
Oh, yeah. And it's accurate. I mean, it's within 1 to 2%.
Right?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in a video game.
It's really a... probably more precise most of the time than hand measuring, because with a hand measure, if you're pulling a tape across a room that's 20 feet long, if the tape isn't perfectly tight, you can be off an inch and a half, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Which is a big deal.
Right. So
this gets the windows, this gets the cabinets. It gets everything. It looks like I can see electrical outlets on there.
Yes, which is huge for us. It gives us
light switches
for the HVAC.
Oh my goodness. So,
and that is all information. When we were measuring by hand, we would go through and take videos and pictures of everything so that we could go back and look at that. But it's important to know where all that stuff is when you're reworking the plan, because every time we move an HVAC vent, every time we move a light switch, that's money.
You're right.
So we need to know how all of those changes are affecting the overall budget, and that allows us to evaluate, okay, if we move this wall, the HVAC return has to be relocated. Where are we going to put that now? How far does it have to go? That, you know, if we're moving the kitchen around, every time plumbing has to be moved from the existing location to the new one, that's money.
Okay.
So all of that information helps us to determine the best way to rework the plan to meet your functional needs and keep it within your budget. So that we're not...
Is that okay?
We're not drinking bourbon yet.
The options are endless, and so many times people come to us and say, what can we do? Well, you can do anything. It's just time and money.
Right.
So we have to make our design decisions based on what's practical for your budget and timeline.
And we're going to go through like the budget and what you need and that sort of thing. But
First
we have to know what we're working with.
So this is the new plan.
Tommy's like looking and he's like, what?
I'm excited.
Are you nervous?
No, not at all.
So that helps us with all of the phase planning. And then from a budget perspective, we can get pretty detailed. Zoom into the scullery. So we can get pretty detailed as far as what your countertops are going to look like, the color of the cabinets, the layout, what kind of doors will be on there, how many open shelves. We can make all those changes so that when we start to move forward with this house, our cabinet maker will know when he's pricing a kitchen, he's not just pricing 10 feet of cabinets. He knows that there's a tower cabinet that has pocket doors. That's extra money. We are saying that we want marble countertops instead of granite, so we are accounting for that money.
And a dumbwaiter.
And a dumbwaiter. So it's the level of detail that we can think through, put in, show you guys, get your feedback on, and tweak helps all of those budget questions. And then we may get all that priced out and say, whoa, we got to step back a little bit. What can we change to save some money? And for us to visualize from a design perspective, how does all this look together?
Right.
Tommy, look, isn't this exciting?
This is really exciting. I want to sit here with Meredith for a little bit. Take me a little too long.
So then, in a minute, we'll get in deeper detail about the flow and layout and how that works.
Okay, great. So Canvas is definitely a fabulous tool.
It's been groundbreaking for us.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. And then SketchUp is a huge tool. So these are resources that in the long run, they may take a little bit of investment on, you know, on the front end
right.
for you in the time, but long term, it's gonna save so much more money so we can see this.
Okay.
Well, next video, we're gonna be showing you all the fun details.
To see a video of today's episode, visit www.carmenjohnstongardens.com. For more practical tips and tricks on ways to integrate your garden to your kitchen and home, be sure to follow me on Pinterest, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at Carmen Johnston Gardens, where I provide all kinds of fun daily inspiration and ideas. If you're looking to hire a landscape designer for your commercial or residential property, or to have my team help you with your next special event, please visit our website at www.carmenjohnstongardens.com and fill out our form, and we'll be sure to be back in touch with you. Again, many thanks for listening. Go to www.carmenjohnstongardens.com/podcast and subscribe for more episodes.